This is the tale of two young people who stand for a million others, who neither Robbie nor Oliver, nor Dylan nor Curtis nor I ever knew. They died long, long before any of us were even born. Cyril Kimber and William Smith. This isn't a comprehensive history of World War I. It's a very domestic take of a very terrible experience which touched so many families all over Europe and wiped the smile from the face of Britain's Edwardian certainty. Allow me to introduce first...
Private William Smith, born on May 22, 1892.
His parents were prominent bakers and confectioners in Norwich.
My parents were clearly generous and community-spirited people, having consideration for the poorer folk. And I remember being sent round at the tender age of six to a Mr. and Mrs. Earn, scale makers, whose business was clearly not doing so well, with a small loaf of bread wrapped in a white cloth.
Interestingly, the Hearn's son became a very popular, silly-ass comedian of national fame, still working in the 1950s. Richard Hearn was his name. Mr. Pastry. Some of you may remember him. Of his childhood, William observes...
In the 19th century, we youngsters were very contented and created our own pleasures. My dream was to go to London, and when I was 17, I went to the annual Norwich Easter Fair and had a life-changing encounter.
And he writes in his unpublished reminiscences...
I went to old Gypsy Lee's tent to have my fortune told, and it may seem far-fetched, but nonetheless astounding, but old Mrs. Lee's told me that I would marry a girl who would bring me good luck, and her first name would begin with a W.